I'm Paul Bailey, South Central District Fisheries Supervisor with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and I manage the Missouri River, Lake Oahe here in North Dakota, and also manage a number of our lakes in the South Central part of the state. One of our projects every winter is dissolved oxygen testing to assess whether or not we've had winter kill in a number of our fisheries. So we did that as we typically do here in mid-February, and as you'd expect with the severity of the winter that we've seen, we had unfortunately some poor results with our dissolved oxygen testing. We sample typically around 70-80 lakes in the south central part of the state each winter of our 95 fisheries we have in this part of the state. And we've got about 20 of them right now that are probably that lead us to have some concerns with dissolved oxygen levels and potential for winter kill this year. Fortunately, I guess maybe unfortunately, we've got some experience in dealing with these winter kills after they happen. One of the ways we can try and address these winter or recover these fisheries following a winter kill is by stocking some adult gravid perch. And those perch will typically, after a winter kill happens, we've got good environmental conditions for those perch to naturally reproduce in these lakes. So by introducing a small number of gravid adult fish before they spawn on their own in the lake that we trapped them from, introduce them to one of these new lakes, so we can see pretty good success establishing new perch fisheries that way. Other fish species like our pike and walleye will do what we can with our hatchery resources to try and reestablish those fisheries as quickly as possible. Right, if there is one positive aspect to having a winter with this amount of snowfall, is it does replenish our fisheries. We've dealt with several years of drought prior to this winter, so if there is one positive, it will be the higher water levels we'll be dealing with in a lot of our lakes. The three primary fish species that our anglers are interested in typically are our perch, pike, and walleye. When it comes to our perch, we saw really good perch reproductive success in 2020. And anglers are going to start really reaping the benefits of that probably this next coming winter, the winter of 23-24. Typically takes our perch that, you know, 4-5 growing seasons to get to the 9-10-11 inch size. So I'm optimistic we're going to see continued improvement in our perch fishing opportunity. Northern pike, also I'd say our opportunity maybe isn't at its all-time high, but pike fishing opportunity is still pretty extensive out there in the south central part of the state for anglers who enjoy targeting those pike. And really our walleye, that's kind of the bread and butter we have right now. Our walleye fishing opportunity honestly has probably never been better in the south central part of the state. And a number of our really good walleye fisheries, places like Horsehead, Sibley, Jasper, Alkaline, Rice Lake, places like that are pretty bulletproof as far as winter kill is concerned. So despite the hand Mother Nature dealt us with the increased threat of winter kill this year, a number of our walleye fisheries are still going to be in outstanding shape. Lake Oahe, the biggest challenge we're going to be facing there is going to be water levels right now. Access is going to prove to be a little bit difficult this spring. We should have two working boat ramps we're hopeful for on Lake Oahe. That will be the Rivery or Genneville boat ramp, and then the North Beaver, or also known as the Olhauser boat ramp, are two places that we're hoping will provide boating access this spring. But places like Langlers, Beaver Bay, Fort Yates are certainly going to be more challenging. Cattail Bay might also be marginal at best, so anglers should be aware of that. The fishery there, our walleye fishery, anglers are going to encounter good numbers of smaller fish. We've had really good reproductive success in Lake Oahe the last few years, but unfortunately those fish aren't growing very well. We're dealing with some forage shortages, so anglers should encounter good numbers of fish, but finding those larger harvestable size fish is going to be a bit of a challenge. The Missouri River is going to be also similar to Lake Oahe. It's going to be dominated by those smaller fish, but there is always some potential in the Missouri River for catching a whopper, for sure. But anglers should also be aware these lower river flows might present some access challenges immediately this spring as the ice comes off. One special project that we're going to be working on this year in the South Central District is the use of channel catfish to control bullhead populations across the state. But where we're really going to be focusing some of that effort will be on Sweetbriar Dam. We're going to be introducing some catfish that we're trapping out of Lake Oahe to see how they could positively impact the bullhead population. And by positively, I mean reducing that bullhead population, while also those cats could potentially provide some good recreational opportunity in their own right. Right, fishing should still be really good in the south central part of the state, but anglers would be wise to keep track of where some of these winter kills may have heard, because that may dictate some of your best angling opportunity.